I am shocked that you're turning away so soon from God, who in his love and mercy called you to share the eternal life he gives through Christ. You're already following a different way that pretends to be the good news, but it is not the good news at all. You're being fooled by those who twist and change the truth concerning Christ. Verse 8 and 9. Let God's curse fall on anyone, including myself, who preaches any other message than the one we told you about. Even if an angel comes from heaven and preaches any other message, let him forever be cursed. If you have a vision, if you see an angel, and he says, you know, there's more than one way to heaven. God just hasn't revealed it to you in the Word, but now he sent me to tell you that there is another way. This is a fulfillment of the gospel. Have we ever heard of things like that before? Sure, happens all the time. Who is that spirit that's doing that? The devil. How many gospels are there? One. How many ways to heaven are there?
One.
Hey, two or three. There's one. And so people are fouled up listening to these spirits. And then because maybe God takes that devil, and that devil may be able to put some kind of supernatural power on that person. I mean, we see this in the book of Revelations, that the devil is coming with such lying signs and wonders that if it were possible, it would even deceive us, the elect. Don't let him deceive you. He's a beast. If it's not done in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you don't want nothing to do with it. Is that right, brother?
Amen.
If it ain't done in the name of Jesus Christ, you don't want nothing to do with it. Okay, let's go back to Proverbs, where we were there. Proverbs 11, I think we're about verse 5 or 6, somewhere along there. Proverbs 11, 5. Let's go to verse 5 and 6. The godly are directed by their honesty. The wicked fall beneath their load of sin. The godliness of good people rescues them. The ambition of treacherous people traps them. God is telling you ways to get out and the ways to stay in. Verse 7 and 8. When the wicked die, their hopes all perish, for they rely on their own feeble strength. Now, I'd hate to think I was relying on my own feeble strength, because if I wasn't strong enough in myself to keep my own self alive forever, then if I die, then I sure can't take nothing else with me, can I? No, absolutely not. God rescues the godly from danger, but he lets the wicked fall into trouble. Now then, Dave showed us some powerful verses in Psalms 27 a while ago, didn't he? But see, if you know those things, see, here's the reason so many Christians suffer so many things that's bad. Because God sent his word to how much of the church to heal her? All. Then why don't we believe it? You know, I can tell you for sure that the average person that's not able to get well, I mean, after all this time that I've walked with God and the many times I've had times to seek him and look and come upon him and say, Lord, why? This man that I prayed for, why did he not get well? And I used to do that quite often. Every time there was some kind of sin in that man's life. Every time. And you know what some of them are? You know what the biggest one in the church is? Unbelief. That's exactly it. Somebody says, well, that couldn't be a sin. Yeah, it is a sin. It will cut you off from the power of God, unbelief. It'll keep you from getting healed. Your confession is the next thing. It's amazing the number of people that after I've taught the power of your confession. In fact, I was telling the girls about hung by your tongue the other day. And Pat was trying to find it on the internet and couldn't find it. So she went in my office and looked and she found a copy. I had a copy. It's just a little bitty book. But she read it and she said she was so moved by it. She ordered, I think, a half a dozen of them or something. What did you, Pat? Hung by your tongue. Now, the doctor that wrote that book, I mean, what intrigued me about him, he was an engineer. He was working on his PhD in engineering. And then when he got into his PhD, he started studying real hydraulics. When he stepped over into the hydraulic world, he also stepped over in the heart world, because the heart is one of the best hydraulic pumps there is on the earth. So he began to study cardiology. And he was so intrigued with this magnificent pump that he decided, I'm going to be a heart specialist. So he moved from the engineering field to the medical field. And he finished and got his PhD in the medical field. And he's written this little book. And this is some of the things he says in the little book. I have noticed over all these years that everybody that comes into my office, when I say, well, of course, he's a cardiologist, so he says, what's your problems? Well, doc, I think I'm having a heart attack. Do you think maybe you just got indigestion? No, I believe I'm having a heart attack. I got this severe pain in my chest. He said, without fail, every human being that made those kind of declarations, when I checked them, they were either in the beginning stages or in the very advanced stages of a heart attack. He said, now then, another thing I've observed, everybody that come in, when I say, what is your problem? I got a pain in my chest. Do you believe you're having a heart attack? Oh, no, I don't believe I'm having a heart attack. It may be something else in there, but I got a good heart. It's strong. So what do you think's wrong with you? I don't know. That's why I'm here for you to look at. But you don't believe you're having a heart attack? No, I don't believe I'm having a heart attack. My heart is good. Without fail, every person that made that kind of declaration, he has never examined one of them yet that was having a heart attack. So he finally wrote a book, Hung by Your Tongue. Did the Word of God, Mark 11:23? What does Mark 11:23 say? Whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe it with your heart, you will have it. Is that what it says? Do you think the Lord that wrote this book really meant what he said? I mean, so here we are, dummies, Christians, and I was one of them. I mean, I didn't know these things forever either. It took me years to learn this. So now then, you, especially when you get a little older, you know, when I'm talking about when you really step over the hill and you pass that 40 mark, you know, when you're ancient. I mean, you know, you talk to young people. We talked to some of them this week. One of the girls that come up, she told me she was old. How old are you, honey? 47. I'm old. I know, I'm so old. Old. She sees herself as old. 47. I feel so sorry for this girl. You know, she's older than me. You know, that girl's twice as old as me. Yeah, yeah. But see, she's hanging herself by her own tongue. Her own tongue is making her old. So the items, articles, the things in her body will begin to shrivel up and stop working because she's saying with her mouth and believing with her heart, I am old. And so your body begins to deteriorate. I mean, it's, God said in his word, whatever we say, if we believe it, and of course people, you know, I mean, those Christian people come up, I say, what's wrong with you? Oh, I got diabetes. How long you had? Oh, 15 years? Yeah. I got this too. I got this. I got that. I got that. I said, my Lance, why don't you give all that stuff back to the devil? You don't want it. I said, you won't never hear me say I got diabetes, but you know, but I have the symptoms. I said, who cares if you got the symptoms? I said, Jesus sent his word and healed you. So your confession should be, I'm forgiven. I'm healed. It's a done deal. Now just think, if I ever prove this to be an exact thing, that's when that man that came to me a few years ago over in Dallas, and when he came up to a healing school, I said, sir, what's wrong with you? He said, I need my eyes back. I said, well, what's wrong with you? I saw he had real thick glasses on. I said, so what's wrong with your eyes? He said, well, I have 2700 vision. 2700. That means I can see at 700 feet, 2 1/3 football fields, what he can see right there at 20 foot. He's nearly blind, you know it? 2700. He said, and I want to see. I said, okay, I'll pray for you. I said, now I have never seen a set of eyes instantly, and I've seen some get well within a day, but I've never seen one instantly healed when I prayed for them. I've seen some within a day or two. I mean, we've seen several people get healed of blindness, you know, but it's never have I seen one instantly take place when I pray for them right there. Now, from a few hours, for a few days, but I told this guy, I said, I'll pray for you, and then what I want you to do after I pray for you, and I'm going to ask the Lord, this is what I'm going to pray for. I'm going to ask him to restore your sight, your eyes to perfect 20/20, up close, far away, night and day, where you can see perfect in the name of Jesus. He said, okay. So I prayed for him. And I said, well, take your glasses off and see what happened. Took his glasses off. He said, I can't see. I said, okay. I want you to put your glasses back on. and I want you to start quoting Mark 11, 23. Thank you, Lord, for my good, perfect vision. I can see perfect up close and far away. Thank you, Lord. My eyes are perfect in the name of Jesus. And he said, how long do I have to say that? I said, until it works. I said, you know, he said, well, I believe it. I said, no, you think you believe it. I said, if you believe that, I said, right now you believe it in your head. But I said, it didn't say in your head. It said when you believe it in your heart. So when it comes from your heart, I said, that's when it's going to work. So this man left the healing school. I didn't see him for 2 or 3 years. Cheryl and I was over at Hillcrest. I was speaking at a luncheon over there one day. And this guy came up for prayer, or actually didn't come up for prayer, came up to make a statement. I said, if there's anybody here at the luncheon after I spoke, I said, if you want me to pray for you, come up and I'll pray for you. And so there, well, several people came up, but this man came up and he said, Pastor, do you remember me? I looked at him and said, no, I don't remember you. He said, I came to one of your healing schools about 3 years ago. I said, okay, praise God. I said, what for? He said, I couldn't see. I was a man that had the 2700 vision. I said, oh, I remember that. I said, but I see you're not wearing any glasses. I said, what happened? He said, well, I did exactly what you said. He said, I started thanking the Lord and praising him for my perfect clear vision. And he said, I said it many times a day. And he said, I said, how long? He said, oh, I don't know. It's months and months and months. And maybe it's a year. I don't know. But he said, one day I'm driving down the road and I'm praising and thanking the Lord for my good clear vision. He said, all of a sudden, I heard these words. You finally believe it. Ain't that amazing? He said, yes, Lord, I believe it. He said, well, then why don't you take your glasses off? So he said, Thurman, I pulled off the side road and stopped, and then I took my glasses off. He said, when I looked out there, couldn't see nothing, totally nothing. So one more time, I said, Lord, I want to thank you and praise you for my perfect, clear 20/20 vision. In the name of Jesus. And he said, everything came into perfect focus. And I have been able to see perfect ever since without glasses. Woo! Now then, if you ask me a question, do you think we believe God's word? What would most of you in this room say? Yes. I mean, I would hope you would say yes. But in our heart, really, we don't, do we?
No.
I mean, we really don't.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Forgive and Be Forgiven, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.